What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You are listening to the Comedy Trap House, all right, where we get silly and sometimes we get messy, all right? But most importantly, we have fun on this podcast, all right? I am your host, Rome Green Jr., and we come in with the heat. We got Cam from DT, and we also got Emmanuel in the building. Oh, and guess what? We got our boy Mike Mendez on the ones and twos. And if you want a group of friends that's out here doing what they need to do to make people laugh and provide comedy as a form of medicine for the people that's out there sick in this world, then you need to listen to Comedy Trap House, the only place where you can talk about hot dogs and talk about, I don't know, mental health on the same page. All right. So that's why you need to tap in with the Comedy Trap House show. It's on every Tuesday on all your networks. Everything you listen to comedy on, everything you listen to podcasts on, every media platform, it's in all the antennas, it's in space, it's everywhere. So make sure you tap into the Comedy Trap House podcast, where you can get those good laughs to heal your soul each and every week. Comedy Trap House, come and listen with us.
What's going on? It's your boy Nicky Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and this is another episode of Dead End Sports 365. The crew asked me what are my three main things that I'm looking forward to after this NBA All-Star break. I would say number one is this aftermath of the 76ers Nets trade, starting with Philly. I want to see if actually James Harden can actually get the job done and finally prove that he's worth being heralded as this great Hall of Famer that people say he already is. I need to see more. I want to see more. I'm willing to give him that grace period, but this is it, honestly, because this motherfucker long in the tooth and Joel Embiid ain't getting no healthier. So I'm curious to see if they can actually do something in the East in either this year or next year. I'll give him 2 years. I said I'm going to give him grace. I'm going to give him 2 seasons. Number two is obviously on the other side of that trade is the Brooklyn Nets. I believe in KD. I'm not sure if most other people do. I mean, nor do I care, because he's proven himself time and time again that he's clutch. He's one of the greatest scorers we've ever seen, players we've ever seen. But this is his team now. Kyrie coming back. New York lifted that goofy-ass mandate. And now Kyrie's back. Now you got KD. You got a couple other pieces here and there. I think they got a shot. I think it's them or Milwaukee. I got Milwaukee as a favorite, by the way. I think they can repeat. But outside of them, a healthy KD, or I'm assuming healthy when he gets back, I think they can take it. I actually think they won that trade between Philly and them. So let's see what they do. I think Ben Simmons, I mean, shit, he can't get no worse. I say that. Okay, and the last three, number three, third thing, of course, is my New York Knicks. This has been a hell of a year for us. You know what I'm saying? I've been on a roller coaster ride of emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like going from the playoffs, number four seed in the East, to literally the worst team in the East, maybe. I don't know. Tibbs got to go. Get that motherfucker out of here. Shouldn't have been coach of the year last year anyway. That should have been Monty Williams. And I hope Monty gets coach of the year this year. But I think Tibbs got to go. We got to get some other coach. I don't know who was out there. I don't know, but we got to get somebody else. RJ's coming up, you know what I'm saying? I do like the young talent that we got. It's just that the rotations is horrible. The vets that we have are long in the tooth or ain't really worth shit. Let's just let the young boys play. So the third thing I'm looking forward to is what the fuck the front office going to do about Tibbs with the Knicks. So those are my three main things. Let me know what y'all think.